Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How do we activate some of these telepathic abilities to be able to communicate with each other, to be able to emotionally understand each other a little bit better? But you believe they're genetically inherited to some degree, or are there some ways that we can actually develop some of these special abilities that you're referring to?
Yes, first of all, everybody can develop this. Everybody. But to some extent. Same as everybody can teach, can learn playing piano or flute. But it will be, of course, a different extent, I understand. Plus, as any ability, you need to train it. For example, if you want to develop telepathic communication ability, first of all, you need to believe in this, that it's possible. Then you need to train it. For example, I did it for this training for some time, and now when I need to call someone, very often I don't call if I have no time. I just ask a person to call me. And either they call me or we just meet. So that's very typical. So it works very well for everybody. Same if you want to help your dog, your animal, or your relatives to relieve pain, to help them. Of course you can do it with your energy, with your intention, with your energy. But to some extent. Some people can help their relatives to relieve from pain, from headache, but of course only very strong psyche. People who are professional, they can help people with serious problems, like really serious problems and serious diseases. And we know many people of this kind.
And so the belief is a fundamental tenet to, first and all, believing in it. And then secondary, you said training. Is it a matter of small acts of, like you said, you know, calling someone and being like, hey, I wonder if that person could call me, and allowing them to call you, feeling into like, what was this, some of the exercises, I guess, some of the skills, some of the training, or are there any things that you can point us towards in terms of training these extrasensory abilities?
Yes, the first and obligatory training, that's a training in meditation. Deep meditation. Because you can do something of this kind only if you transform in a meditative state. If you stop all the jumping of your thoughts in your head, all this everyday activity. If you concentrate on only one idea, on only one principle, then it's possible to make something of this kind. And then concentration. So first of all, meditation, and of course, relaxation together with meditation, it's obligatory. And second, concentration on some particular topic. So you need to be relaxed and concentrated. It's same as in French sports, they tell you, if you want to make a good player, you need to train yourself to keep something in your hand as if you keep a little bird. If you keep it too tough, it will die. If you keep it too loose, it will fly away. So same here. You should be relaxed, but concentrated.
That's really beautiful. And that sort of alludes to what I was, one of my questions was today was, because I think intention could potentially mean different things to different people. But I think in the example you've given is like the focus to one particular, concentrating on a particular idea or thought. Is that what you would describe or define intention as being, or am I putting words in your mouth?
No, you're absolutely right. I agree. So intention, it is concentration on some particular idea, some particular thought, and it's not only telepathic communication. If you want to do something in your life, you need to have intention to change it, to make it. And it related to any part of our activity. As scientist, I always concentrate, I always have intention to solve some problem. And it may take me several days just to think about this, to process, sometimes weeks. You know, I have 17 books, but every book I am preparing maybe 2-3 years. It's just thinking about this, changing something, doing something new. Then finally, slowly, I come to idea what should be in this book. And then still, I have to change it sometimes. So I need to make a second, third edition. Same here. Only with very precise concentration on some idea, without some separate thoughts and separate movement of your mind, you can do something. That is why it's very good to do on nature. When you go to nature, you can walk in the forest, nearby the lake, river, sea, and then you need to be concentrated on something. You need to think about this and then process this idea again, again, and again. Then finally, it may happen something.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.